FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's June 26, 2017. Well, I know so many of you out there are gainfully self-employed. Oh, and before I go further, email me, kl@kerrylutz, on this show or any others you might want to discuss or comment upon. And you're in your own business, and you hit a plateau, and you're trying to get past it. You hit a sales plateau. You just can't increase your sales anymore. You're stuck in the mud. Next guest is going to tell you how you can get out of the mud and make your sales take off by enhancing your marketing efforts. She refers to herself as a revenue catalyst. Your name is Samantha Stone, author, founder, and CMO of the Marketing Advisory Network and Unleash Possible. Find Samantha over at unleashpossible.com. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think so many of us have hit plateaus in our careers. And so I'm very glad to be chatting with you today about some of the things we can do to overcome it when it happens, because it happens to all of us. It's so important for us to figure out when we reach that point what to do next.
All right. So what's the best way? Because sometimes you're just marching along and you're not really thinking about it. You don't even realize you've hit a plateau. How do you detect it? It's like a bubble, a market bubble. You don't know you're in a market bubble till after the bubble pops. How do you do this? How do you self-diagnose that you've plateaued?
That's a very good question. And I think sometimes we take it for granted because we think, oh, we just stop growing faster, right? We hit a point where we're doing well. In many cases, we're profitable, we're making money, but we stop growing the amount of money we're making, the rate slows down. But that isn't actually the only time that we've hit a wall. Often we may even be growing revenue, but we may not be growing it with strategic clients. So a lot of times, particularly those of us who run our own businesses and do kinds of work, we sometimes take any work that comes to us, right? We get caught in this cycle of, I'm doing things, I need to be busy, I'm filling my time, I'm making money. But it doesn't mean we're necessarily aligned to our strategic goal of the types of customers that we think we serve best. They're going to provide us the longest term value. And when that happens, it can be hard to sense that it's happening because we still may be bringing in money, but it requires us to take a step back and look at the types of projects that we're working on, look at the number of customers who are sort of incredibly excited and advocates for what we're doing for them, not just happy with the work, right? And we need to make sure that we're looking at both those obvious metrics around revenue and growth rate, but also the strategic metrics around who are we serving? Are we serving the right market for us in the long term?
Right. So you kind of lose focus. I think if I could sum up what you're saying, you know, you're kind of maybe you're happy, a little satisfied, and you kind of lose focus. So you don't even realize you plateaued. And then by the time you realize it, your sales could be declining at that point. So what do you do? Like, solutions? What's the solution to this?
Well, if I had an easy one, I'd probably be doing something different for a living than being a marketing consultant. But actually, you know, all joking aside, I think there's a couple of things that are really important for all of us to do. And it requires us to slow down just a little bit and take some time and to do some assessment of two things. One thing we want to do is to make sure we're constantly challenging ourselves. I think you brought up a really common challenge that a lot of businesses have, which is we become complacent. We're doing work that we can do in our sleep. And we're good at it, and our clients are happy. But what happens is, if we learn a particular skill and we're good at it, and we could even be great at it, if the market moves beyond us because a new software product comes up and does what we do better, or a different service comes in, or clients stop needing that type of service, or our product becomes obsolete because of a new way of approaching the market, if we haven't challenged ourselves and we're only doing the things that we're super competent, we become vulnerable to sort of this notion of extinction risk, right? We become vulnerable to somebody else being able to do what we do really well or as well or better than us, or for less less money or all the other things that can happen. And so the first thing that we need to do is to make sure that we're always challenging all our assumptions, and we need to stop. I actually do it fairly regularly. Every quarter, I take a step back and I spend and carve off on my calendar 3 or 4 hours, a half day of time to look at every project that I worked on with a client and really think about, is this something that I can do in my sleep? Are there things that I'm challenging myself and learning new skills and helping clients in new ways? Am I not just doing work that's good, but am I doing work that no one else can do, that I really stand out, that I'm driving a really incredible impact? And so you got to take the time to do that. That's sort of the first and very controllable. We have a lot of control over doing that. It's just we don't make the time to do it. The second piece of what we have to do is we equally have to make sure that we're constantly in tune to our clients in understanding what's changing in their worlds. We may be serving the same type of people that we've served for 5 years or 10 years or even just 2 years, but something in their business has changed. And it's really important for us to take a step back and be constantly talking to our clients, not just about the work we're doing for them, but about the businesses that they're in, or if we serve them from a consumer standpoint, their lives and what might be changing. And we have to take time to do both of that on a very, very regular basis. And when we do that, we get early signals that there is the potential for some stagnation down the road. And then that's when we can start to take action on what we're learning, and we can start to be proactive about addressing it instead of, you know, sort of going into panic mode and reacting and doing some things that might help the short term but hurt the long term.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously there's a lot of strategies here. A lot of, like you said, questioning assumptions, kind of going back to square one, you know, if in doubt, read the directions, if still in doubt, read them again, right?
Absolutely. And especially go off and have someone else read them to you and see if they still make sense, right? We get very caught up, appropriately so, right? We are hugely passionate about our business. We care really deeply about not just our livelihood and the financial benefits, but what makes us feel accomplished and satisfied and work we enjoy. And we have to make sure that we are not looking with blinders on about that. My own business has changed dramatically. I've been running my own business for 5 years. And while I do work that is related to what I did 5 years ago, the types of customers I serve, the specific offerings I have really evolved, because I learned the places where I could make a big and lasting impact. I learned where customers could find something in a more efficient way than I could offer them. And I continue to learn and challenge myself. Last October, I published Unleash Possible. My practice was going really well. I was at full capacity. I didn't need to write a book. My business was great, but I wanted to find new ways to challenge myself and to provide value to the market in a different way than I'd already been doing. And so I took on this Herculean task, but it was the right move to make for me, because it made me be much more concise about certain things that I'd been thinking about. It opened up new avenues of research for me, and it's allowed me to continue to evolve. I don't know what will be next in 5 years from now, but I know it'll be doing something that I'm not doing today. And that's actually really exciting. It could be a little scary as well, but I think it's important that we remember that at all times, to be thinking about what's next and where we could be going.
Mm-hmm. So it's real important to have goals and then be evaluating your performance against accomplishing those goals.
100%. And it's not just important to be measuring the goals themselves, but the how we're achieving that goal. I could very well be making the same amount of revenue that I'm making today doing very different kinds of services. And in fact, early in my practice, I was. But I wanted to make sure that I was serving customers that would serve my business well in the long term. So I had to shift gears. And every periodically, I have to shift gears and change what those things are and get more efficient and get more diverse in some cases and some of the types of things that I'm doing, partner with new people, constantly growing my network, constantly doing those things. We do have to have those goals, but we also have to make sure that we're approaching those goals in the right way, that's strategic, not just tactical typical checking off to-do lists. I'm a type A personality. I love me a good to-do list. So I encourage people to have them all the time, but we do want to make sure we don't get lost in our to-do list. And for those of us who run our own business or work on smaller teams, it is very easy to get lost in that kind of management. And it's very dangerous for the long-term success of our organizations.
Yeah. So tell us somebody who you've gone through this process with and how you work through it.
Absolutely. I'll give you a good example. So there was a software company that I worked with, and they made technology that published content to websites. So they're a web publishing platform. And they were a profitable company, and they had customers, and they had some happy customers, and they were chugging along. They'd actually been in market for about 10 years, actually maybe even a little bit longer. I think they were closer to 15 years when I engaged with them. There was nothing wrong with their business, but they had stagnated. They hadn't won the web publishing wars. They weren't one of the top 10 providers in the space. And they had to make a decision about, do we want to continue to do what we're doing and sort of limp along and recognize that at some point we're really going to hit a dip because there's all these other players that have more market share than we do. And, you know, every customer we bring in is difficult and challenging. People don't know who we are. So, and they'd spent some time, and they weren't going to change the trajectory of the market overall. They'd had an opportunity. They hadn't quite made it. So they could continue doing what they're doing and recognize that in 5 years from then, they probably couldn't exist and sustain their business anymore. Or they could decide that they're going to use the knowledge and the technology foundation they have to solve a different problem. And so we spent a lot of time doing research about the customers they currently served and what problem their platform was not addressing that the direct competitors weren't. And we found an area where we thought they could really differentiate. And so they ended up launching a secondary product, and they had tremendous success. Now, their full story isn't done yet. We'll see what happens over time with them. But it was a great opportunity for them to take that strategic step back, acknowledge where they'd had success and strengths, but also acknowledge where they had failed and where other people had done a better job. And in being true to themselves, they were able to pivot the organization in a way that brought back excitement, that brought them in whole new discussions. They started to get PR coverage again. They started to get new names into their database, not just renewals of existing accounts. Their team started to feel energized because they felt they were doing something important and new and different. And it really made a difference to where they were headed and how they were approaching their go-to-market.
Interesting. Interesting. So the key is to view it as a challenge, opportunity to grow, and see where that leads you, I guess.
Absolutely. And the hardest part of all of it is to be honest with yourself, right? It's, you know, we don't like to look at the areas where we failed. We want to say, oh, if I just work harder, I can fix X. Well, sometimes it is true. Sometimes we just have to work harder and we haven't worked hard enough. But sometimes the market has shifted. We don't have a skill set that we thought we did. We weren't able to pull off a partnership that was really instrumental to doing something. So we have to be honest with ourselves and look at really where our true strengths lie and be extremely disciplined and open to hearing it from our peers, to hearing it from our customers, and to telling it to ourselves, and then feeding on our strengths and acknowledge those weaknesses and either overcome them in some way, bring on new teammates, change course, or focus on the areas where we are having some success. And that discipline of being honest with ourselves about our failures is sometimes the most painful thing that we have to do as business leaders, but it's absolutely instrumental to growing a sustainable long-term business.
Yeah, I can see that very clearly. Hey, so Samantha, we want to find out more about you, connect with you on the internet, read your work, get your book. Where do we do that?
And I'm glad you asked. Well, you can pick up a copy of Unleash Possible, either print or Kindle version, on Amazon. So you can go directly to Amazon and search for that. Or you can go to unleashpossible.com, and there's a lot more information about the book there, as well as a link directly to purchase it. So would love to hear new readers and their thoughts and ideas on that book. I'm on LinkedIn, so you can reach me there at Samantha Stone. And I'm also on Twitter at Samantha Stone. So lots of places that you would expect to find me. I love to hear from folks. I love getting questions. So I encourage people to do that from unleashpossible.com. com. You can find links to lots of helpful tools. You don't need to acquire the book to get access to those things, planning templates and editorial calendars and all kinds of marketing reference points. So encourage people to come up and check it out and use everything. I hope you do, and I hope people ask lots of follow-up questions about how to apply those things to their own business.
I'm sure they will. And like I said, any questions, comments to me, kl@carrielutz.com. And Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. The Twitter feed is @CarrieLutz. Samantha, it's been a pleasure. We will talk to you again soon, and great luck on the book and on your career.
Thank you very much for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.